I thank His Excellency.
Thank you, Excellency Minister, Mr. Chairperson, member states, distinguished ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to present the steps taken by the Kurdistan Regional Government of Iraq, from laws, regulations, instructions, and practical steps taken in order to fulfill the obligations of the region to guard human rights in all aspects. The government of the region has faced significant security and economical challenges following the attacks by ISIS terrorists. The Peshmerga, the Iraqi Kurdistan regional forces, have suffered tremendously during the process of the liberation in 2014 and 18, where 1,814 were martyred, 10,725 were injured. Through the issuance of legislation and regulations, region significantly put the efforts on the protection of components, privileges in the region. Law number 5 for the year 2015, known as the Law on the Protection of Components in the region, with an aim to strengthen the relationship between all religious and national components within the policy of coexistence and equality between all, a ministerial order number 1910 was issued on the 9th of July 2017. Accordingly, the Ministry of Endowment and Religious Affairs has opened a directorate of interfaith coexistence between religions to be promoted. In addition to the establishment of the general directors and former representatives of Christianity, Yazidism, Kaki, Zoroastrianism, Sabai, Mandain, Baha'i, in 1993, the law number 17 related to the composition of political parties has also been issued. In 1992, earlier, Kurdistan National Assembly was formed, which included 100 parliamentary seats and 5 additional quota seats for Christians. However, in 2005, the quota was increased to 11 seats, 5 of which were allocated to Turkmen, 5 to Chaldean, Assyrians and Syrians, and 1 to Armenians. The elimination of hate speech against component is among priorities of the regional government. More than 1,800 preachers and clerics who called for tolerance and consolidation and coexistence between religious communities or between religion components have been supported. There was as an effort and a step taken in this line. Furthermore, after the elections of 30th of September 2018, the members of the parliament on 18th of February 2019 elected the first female speaker of the regional parliament. Another female parliament member from the Turkmen component was elected also as deputy speaker of the parliament. In the current cabinet of the region, women hold 3 ministerial positions. On the religions and minorities components in terms of educational side, the KOG has shown great interest in this field. The government of the region has taken great steps to protect the educational and cultural rights of the components, including the opening of dozens of schools in various stages of study for national religious components. There are 21 schools in Turkmen language in the governorates of the region, provided all the requirements for the study. A directorate for the study of Turkmen language has also been opened in the Ministry of Education. There are also 56 schools in Syriac language in the governorates of the region, which again provided with all the school supplies, and also a general directorate for Syriac study was opened at the Ministry of Education. A special body in the General Directorate of Education also has been established to promote Yazidi religious components. A center for investigation crime genocide was established, which consists of a group of specialists in order to help or to provide services to Yazidi women who survived ISIS. More than 2,000 women were assisted in this regard. In terms of the mines and the subject of the victims of mines, the number of victims of mine and explosives who have lost ground guns and limbs of their body in the region reached to 10,815 people with various disabilities, including dozens of those who work in the field of demining. I also would like to point to the issue of cooperation between regional government and federal government regarding the persons detained of ISIS and other terrorist groups who have been arrested. As a result of this cooperation and coordination, large numbers of ISIL detainees, among them 1,400, have been recently handed over to the special courts in Baghdad, Nineveh, Salahuddin, and Anbar. And of course, the number of detainees have been arrested in the region numbered to 2,753 from 2016 to 2018. The influx of IDPs to the region again has increased to a number of 1,037,000 recently. And of course, 14,000 of refugees most recently have arrived Kurdistan region out of the 244,000 at the end. In terms of mass graves, KRG has put huge efforts in terms of discovery of mass graves. There were 80 mass graves and dozens of individual graves have been found lately following the ISIL attacks from Yazidi community, which have not been revealed. Despite these mass graves, 68 Yazidi shrines and worships again have been found recently. And finally, the region ended the so-called murder shame wash to be commuted and dealt with the crime with impartial or exempt excuses. The regional parliament issued law number 3 of 2015, which stopped the provisions of Article 409 of the Iraqi Penal Code, which is to reduce punishment of those who murdered family members or associated them in order to establish justice and create a society from violence and sexual harassment. And in terms of shelters, KRG has provided so far 4 shelters that have been opened recently in the region, which again providing the whole protection to the women in the region. Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson.